from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 6, and our annual visit with SiriusXM NFL Radio's Jim Miller stopping by the sports bar. Jim, thanks for making time for us.
Always good to be with you guys this time of year. It's great.
Yeah, it's one stop after another. So where have you been so far? And I know you're headed to Detroit tonight.
Here. Yeah, been to the Bears, been to New England yesterday, Bills today, we'll hit Lions tomorrow, then Pittsburgh, Cleveland, then we'll come back up, hit the Jets, see how they're going to fare this year, and then we'll start on our Southern tour. So we'll hit about 18 camps.
Now, indulge me. It's our annual visit. You know what I'm going to ask you. You've already been to Bears camp. How do they look?
Pretty good. Pretty good. That could be one of the best secondaries in the league.
Defensively, I'm not too worried.
Yeah. They probably need one more pass rusher, and they probably need one more D-tackle. But offensively, Keenan Allen, they've insulated that young quarterback very nicely, and he looks to be legit.
Well, how do you manage that then? Because we're going to see Thursday night. I haven't heard if they're actually going to play him or not. But
they're discussing it today. I got on because I'll actually be here calling the game for the Bears.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, of course, I want him to play. But he says he's ready to go. And I think when I interviewed Matt Eberflus, he said we're not apprehensive to play him. Because in the past, they didn't play Justin, and they felt it hurt him. You know, he wasn't ready. So I think they'll give him some work.
Jim Miller joining us here from SiriusXM's NFL Radio. Give us your observations from practice today.
I'll tell you what, Brandon Bean, this guy, you know, in the world we live in professional sports with these quarterback salaries and cap situations and how they're able to massage him, because here, what is this? This is, I remember when the deal broke here a few years ago, the $260 million deal for Josh Allen, and I think we know there's going to be consequences from that. Stephon Diggs, Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, you know, and some safeties that I think people have fallen in love here in Buffalo. But I give Brandon Bean a lot of credit, you know, to re-sign Taylor Rapp. The offensive line, I think, still is very much intact. I don't think Mitch Morse, I think he's a good player, but I think Connor McGovern would be able to fill in there just fine. I think they'll be able to run the ball. I like the set of receivers they signed. I think you're really going to like this Keon Coleman, who they drafted. I know a guy who coached at Michigan State before he transferred down to Florida State. This guy's just a tremendous player. They were off page on one play that I saw today. I think Keon should have stayed on the move because it was man, but he hooked up and Josh talked to him after. But, you know, that development's going to come along. It's going to take time. But the other guys are veterans. You know, he should get a pretty good relationship with Curtis Samuel right away. I think it'll blossom pretty quickly with Valdez-Scantling. And I know the tight ends. He's good with the tight ends. And I like this running back, James Cook. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big change, though, not having Diggs, who, you know, the last 4 years was only second to Davante Adams in terms of targets, we're putting that. So how do you think this offense actually – or how does Josh actually kind of evolve this year?
I personally think it's with how well you ran the ball down the stretch, and I think 12 personnel is your best – personnel grouping. You know, you look at Kincaid. What do you have? 73 receptions last year, a couple of touchdowns. I mean, he's technically almost a wideout, you know, is what he is. And, you know, because it's going to take time for Keon to come along. And, you know, I think the two tight end sets and the running game could you know, basically continue this offense to be the high-scoring offense it's been. People forget, since 2020, everybody talks about Kansas City. This is the highest-scoring offense. They average over 28 points a game since 2020.
So, and they may need that when you consider the changes to defense. You mentioned the safeties, and you had a chance to talk to Taylor Rapp earlier today. We talked to him last year at camp, his first year with the Buffalo Bills. I left that conversation impressed with him, and I imagine that a year in the system now and understand that playbook has him out there with the ones on a consistent basis. In fact, he feels like the one constant in that secondary.
It's just interesting, you know, for him. You know, as players, some players, you know, if you're fortunate enough to play in one place, you know, God bless you. But I've had to play in a lot of places. But certain places, I felt like when I arrived there, like I'm going to do well here. Like I'm going to fit in well and things are going to work out. And it sounds like that's how this went for Taylor. He said, you know, here I'm from the University of Washington, played all the way out there, and here I come to Buffalo. He said it couldn't have been a better growing experience for both me and my wife. And so he was doing cartwheels to sign up when they offered him. He knew this was where he wanted to be. And to find that spot, and it sounds like he's in a good situation. And, you know, and he's the type of guy, give Sean McDermott a lot of credit and Brandon Bean. They seem to target certain guys that fit their culture, that seem to, you know, do well here and are well-liked and everybody is welcomed, you know, with open arms.
We're talking to Jim Miller, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM. One of the guys you talked to today, Von Miller, and we're having a tough time kind of figuring out what the expectation should be. What's your read on Von?
I think he's in a good place mentally. You know, I've been in a situation like him where I just was not ready. You know, I was trying to push myself. I played. I was miserable. I couldn't make the plays that I knew I could make. And, you know, so it's tough. You know, that's tough. It's tough for him. We knew he wasn't right. He didn't have any basically sack totals or statistics at all. But he seems like he's in a good place mentally when I talk to him. And I think you saw a couple of plays in the blitz period where he showed it, especially the one where he made Josh Allen escape out of the pocket to the left. And he kind of hawked him, I thought. So I like where Von's at mentally.
When you talk about that and you have the experience, Von's probably going through it right now. You're a veteran player. You've been in the league a long time. You just can't do the things you used to do. Well, how frustrating is that for you as a player?
I mean, it's true. You don't want to be a guy that lets the other guys down in the locker room. Guys play with a lot of things, you know, bumps, bruises. Some guys play with breaks, torn tendons and things like that. And guys truly want to give it up for their brothers in the locker room. And I think Von is one of those guys. He's an old school guy. He knows he's a leader here. You're going to have to push through things as a player, and that's what he elected to do. And he just said, hey, I wasn't right the whole time. And I think now he's really gone back, reflected on it, and got himself physically where he needs to be.
Jim, when we look at the division, I mean, we almost forget, hey, the Bills were pushed to the limit last year. They came down to Sunday Night Football in Week 18. How do you size up Buffalo versus the division this year?
Yeah, I mean, Miami is better. Obviously, you got to believe the Jets are going to be better with Rodgers. I mean, come on, the Zach Wilson, that's just, I can't even believe what unfolded last year there. And, yeah, I think overall the division, I think it's tougher. I think this team has got to gel together pretty quickly. Like I said, I like the pieces on the lines of scrimmage that are there. Some skill position players got to come together. And that'll take a little bit of time, I think. But I still think that they're too talented of a team when you look at Buffalo. And you have the best quarterback in the division. I mean, people can say, oh, he's got too many turnovers. I get that when people say that. But go look up at his touchdowns. And where would this team be without Josh Allen? I mean, he's kind of like a Brett Favre type of player that he can get away with a lot of things because, you know, the over 175 touchdowns, and I think the stat was he's got 75 turnovers since 2020, which is the most in the NFL. But I will say this, Buffalo wouldn't even be in these games without this guy. I did your game 2 years ago, Thanksgiving Day. You came in Detroit. You guys had 450 yards of offense, and he had 400 of it. And you scored on a two-play 50-yard bomb to Diggs and then a dump down. No, then he ran it for a first down for a chip shot field goal for the win. Two plays, game over.
Yeah.
But the guy does so much. My point is, yeah, the ball is going to get in harm's way because out of 450 yards of offense, this guy's responsible for 400 of it.
Yeah.
It's all going through him.
Yeah.
You know, 15 rushing touchdowns, the over 40 touchdown passes. I mean, it's incredible what this guy's doing, man.
You're painting a very nice and rosy picture for Buffalo Bills fans, but when you widen the lens and you look at the AFC, there's Kansas City. Right now, is there a team in the AFC that you think can challenge Kansas City and get to that next level, get to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, Cincinnati, obviously, Burrow's given Kansas City fits. You know, the AFC's kind of, they got all these young guns that are loaded up with, you know, obviously Lamar and Allen and Herbert, and now you got Trevor Lawrence getting his big deal, and, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Herbert, like I mentioned. But, man, there's a lot of young guns here. And I still think between Josh and Patrick, to me, they're still, those two are the top tier. Actually, Pat and I went through and did our grades. We gave them a perfect score, both. But people are upset about that. They don't like that. They're splitting hairs. He's an 11. Well, what's an 11? No, he's a 12. Okay.
Jim, I'm going to be curious to get your thoughts on what you're going to observe tomorrow, because if you look at the NFC side, Detroit, a team that, okay, we were interested in, my gosh, they were right on the doorstep. So now expectations are raised coming off that disappointment in the San Francisco game. What are you expecting when you visit that camp?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I live in Detroit, so expectation is through the roof. Lions fans have never experienced a season or the draft the way they experienced it here this past spring. So Lions fans are all in. They're all in on Jared Goff. Obviously he earned that new contract there, and when you get good, you're going to pay big players, and among your St. Brown, the players that they paid have been very good players for Brad Holmes and the Detroit Lions. I do think they have the best roster in that division. Their O-line by far is, to me, the best O-line in that division. Quarterback play, I would say Jared Goff is the best quarterback in that division. We'll see where those young bucks all settle in when they grow up. But defensively, I think they did what they needed to do. They got secondary players, and they got another upfront player interiorly. And I think Lions, if they can get James Houston healthy, because he never got healthy to provide pass rush towards the end of the year. But secondary in the pass rush, but to me, the Lions are going to be a legit team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jim, know how busy you are, and for you to take a couple minutes out of your show to join us here in the sports bar and talk football with us is an absolute treat. Enjoy doing it every year.
Well, thank you guys. Always enjoy doing it. Yep, thank you guys. Good luck this year.
There's Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, stopping by the sports bar earlier today here live from St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. And our coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
I don't think the Dolphins got better this year.
Interesting.
Tell me what they did on the defensive side of the ball. They lost their best player in Wilkins, and they lost Vic Fangio.
Yeah, I see a team that has struggled to compete with good NFL teams and is beaten up on bad NFL teams during the Mike McDaniel era of Dolphins football. And I need to see it with my eyes to believe that they're going to be anything other than that. They need to start beating some quality teams for me to start thinking, oh, the Dolphins are going to be something. Now, maybe Tua has a new level of confidence going into this year with his extension and a belief that at least for the next 3 years or so, he's the guy there in Miami. And certainly they've built a roster that caters to his strengths. So I give them credit for that. But, man, their record against winning teams with Mike McDaniel as their head coach is staggering. It's not impressive.
No, and look, the Bills have that short week, right? Week two, home opener, but then you got to go down to Miami and the heat and everything else. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Bills lost that game. I mean, it's a road game on a short week. Sometimes that'll happen. That doesn't mean anything. I think it's going to be a long season, and it might come down to week 18 once again.
We get to Bills general manager Brandon Bean next in the Sports Bar. If you missed our conversation with him from earlier today, we'll have that coming up for you next during happy hour in the Sports Bar. Lots of news to get to from today's session as well. Practice today, not without some injuries. We'll get to all of that in Gene's sports update. Plus, we'll get to a round of shots. Oh, by the way, Major League Baseball's trade deadline is just over an hour from now. We'll get you caught up on everything that's happened as far as players moving from team to team here in advance of the 6 o'clock deadline. That's all coming up here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia as we continue live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.